祷告会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence this afternoon's prayer section.
我们来唱一首诗，256。
Let's sing hymn 256. Can be easily filling us.
因为圣主耶稣说，真理的圣灵要引导我们。
The spirit of truth will guide us.
这两个是同一个的，真理跟圣灵。
So truth and spirit are one.
我们来看马太福音第五章。
Let's continue to study Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5,
第五节
verse 5.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
这里讲承受地土，这是一种福气。
To inherit the earth is indeed a blessing.
世界上啊，最有钱的是，最富有的是谁？
And who's the richest man on this earth?
当然，我们以物质上来讲，很多很富有的人都在美国。
Of course, materially, a lot of rich men are in the U.S.
那要变成富有，需要有机会，也需要有条件。
Of course, there must be opportunities to become rich.
所以有时候我们一生都没有这个机会，也没有这个条件。
And throughout our entire life, we may not have this kind of opportunity, nor the condition.
但是当我们看主耶稣讲的这一段话
，However, and when we read this verse,
忽然给我们一个盼望。
It gave us a hope.
说神要给我们一块地土。
And God will grant us a piece of land.
那我们有这一块地土，当然就是最富有的。
And if we could inherit this earth, then we will be the richest man.
那当然，神要给的这一块地，在旧约有它的意思，然后在新约有它的意思。
It has set different meanings in the Old Testament time and the New Testament period.
那要承受这一块地的一个条件，就是要温柔。
One of the conditions to one of the prerequisites to inherit the earth is to be in meekness.
那今天我们得不到这一块地，常常是因为我们内心缺乏温柔。
If we can, we cannot inherit the earth, it's because of without a meekness in our heart.
所以我们一直觉得，要得神恩典本身并不困难，最困难是我们的内心。很难改变。
It is not difficult to receive blessing of the word, the blessing of God. But the problem is our mind or our heart.
关键在人的心。
And the key is a man's heart.
如果我们的心改变
，If our mind or heart can be changed,
那神的恩典很自然就临到。
Then the blessing of the Lord will come upon us.
所以怎么改变我们的心
？So how can we change our heart？
这就是我们要努力的地方。
This is what we should strive for。
我们来看我们早上读的出埃及记。
Let's refer to Exodus
第三章
，Chapter 3 as we read this morning。
出埃及记第三章第八节。
Exodus Chapter 3 Verse 8。
我下来要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们。出那地到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
So I have come down to deliver them out of the land of Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to the good and large land, to the land flowing with the milk and honey.
这里说神要带领以色列百姓，第一个要出那地，那地就是埃及地。
And the first thing God bringing the Israelites out of the land of Egyptians.
然后要让他们进到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
And to bring them up from that land to the good and large land.
还有牛奶与蜜汁。
And to a land flowing with milk and honey.
这个表示非常丰富的一块地。
And this is such a wealthy land.
所以在四福音在这个摩西五经里面呢，有说这个是美地。
And so in the first five books of Moses, and this piece of land is referred to a beautiful land.
哦，这是福地。
As the land of blessing.
这是安息之地。
As the land of peace, a land of rest.
那这里说这里是牛奶与蜜汁。
And here it refers to the land flowing with milk.And honey.
所以神用很多的字在形容神要给以色列百姓这一块地的美好。
And Lord, Lord used different adjectives to describe this piece of land.
那到了这一块地以后，他们就做这一块地的主人。
And after they arrive this land, they will become the master.
所以这块地就是他们的。
And this land belongs to them.
那现在在埃及地，虽然他也有吃，也有肉，也有某一些享受。
Although they will have food, in Egypt,
但是埃及地啊，没有盼望，他永远是做奴仆，那个地没有办法变他的。
Yet, they were slaves forever. They could never become the master, in the land of Egypt.
真的，我们仔细看哦，世界上哪个东西能够永久的拥有呢？
If you take a close look of the materials on this earth, what else can you keep forever?
圣经讲得很清楚，我们生不带来，什么死也不带去。
Bible says very clearly, we came empty-handed. We also leave this earth empty-handed.
所以，任何一个我们在世界上的努力啊，都是暂所得到的都是暂时的。
And so what we strive for and what we earn on this earth, would be temporary.
那有时候我们在努力到最后发现说。我们真的是这样做奴隶。
Even we work so hard to gain something, then we may bring up a conclusion that I'm become a slave.
你如果从三十岁上班到六十五岁
，If you start work at the age of 30 until your retirement at the age of 65,
把人生最精华的一段时间卖给公司
，and you actually sell the most precious time of your life to a company.
那我们假设了哈，年薪十万。
Just let's make a hypothetical number. You make $100,000 a year.
一个公司就用350万把你最精华的一段买下来。
This company actually bought your most precious time for about $3.5 million.
那这个350万，你可以提高物质生活水准，可以拥有很多东西。
Maybe you can buy a lot of things.
但是
，However，
我们生命一过，又全部都。空了。
So when your life is over, when your life comes to an end, and it turns to vanity.
所以埃及地虽然有某种的享受，但是你不是主人啊，你不能够永久拥有。
Although the land of Egypt may grant them some benefit, yet they were not the masters of this land.
我没有进到神的里面了，你所拥有的一切都是空的。
If we are not in God, what we possess will be in vanity.
感觉好，但是不能够永久的拥有。
It seems that these things are good, yet you will not be able to hold on them forever.
那一块牛奶与蜜之地是什么
？So what does it mean, the land of flowing milk and honey?
首先我们知道，出埃及就是代表离开世界，脱离魔鬼。
So Exodus or departing from Egypt symbolizes to be delivered from the hands of Satan.
因为过红海代表洗礼
，and crossing Red Sea typifies water baptism.
那进迦南就是进到那一块地。
So entering the land of Canaan means that entering into the promised land.
那一块地就是主耶稣来所宣告的天国近了，就是那个天国。
So that land refers to the heavenly kingdom proclaimed by Jesus Christ.
那一块地就是神的国。
And that land refers to the kingdom of God.
所以这个。马太福音里面啊，说要承受那一块地，就是指着承受神的国。
So to inherit the earth, as stated in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, refers to inherit the kingdom of God.
那我们现在看哦，以色列百姓要承受神要给他那个应许牛奶与蜜之地，为什么走不完，走不进去那一块地？
Why did the Israelites could not complete the journey to enter into the promised land?
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's refer to Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
圣灵有话说， 你们今日若听从他的话，第八节
，verse eight，
就不可硬心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。第九节
，verse nine，
在那时，你们的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。第十节
，verse ten，
所以我厌恶那个世代说，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。十一节。
11.
我在怒中起誓说他们断不可进入我的安息。
Verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the days of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, therefore I was angry with that generation and said that they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I saw in my wrath,They shall not enter my rest.
所以到时候为什么不进去？神不给他进去。为什么他们不能进去
？God, that's the reasons why God disallowed them to enter into the land of promise.
那为什么神带他们出来，后来神不给他进去
？And God,
去得那一块地。
Why God led them out of Egypt, and finally they were not allowed to enter the promised land?
发现在第八节有一个关键。
And the key.The key reason is in verse 8, as we just read.
说你们不可以硬心。
Do not harden your hearts.
像在旷野，以色列百姓惹神发怒。
As in a rebellion in the days of trial in the wilderness.
所以可见啊，人以色列百姓得不到那一块地，就是硬心。
The reasons why they couldn't receive, they couldn't enter into the land of the promised land, the promised land, because their hearts were hardened.
那我们在出埃及记里面看到第一个硬心就是。那个法老
The first person we notice in the book of Exodus, whose heart was hardened, was King Pharaoh.
神叫摩西告诉他，他不听。
And God asked Moses to tell Pharaoh, and he refused to listen.
神用神迹显给他看，他受苦，他也不听。
Even God sent plagues to warn him, he still refused to accept.
所以到最后，长子被杀掉。他不得已让以色列百姓出去。
And finally, in the tenth plague, the killing of the firstborn, finally, King allowed the Israelites to leave.
所以这个硬心的意思啊，就是指着说，神的话你听不听了。
So a hardened heart means that a person refused to listen to the words of God.
神的话我们不信。
Or disbelieve in the words of God.
神的作为我们看到，我们不相信。
Even we witness the deeds of God, and yet we refuse to believe.
那这样你就不能得到那一块地。
Then you will not be allowed to receive the promised land.
那第八节说，他们在旷野惹他发怒，试探他。
And in
第三章第八节，希伯来书。
Yeah, chapter 3, verse 8. In the day of trials in the wilderness.
希伯来书三章八节。
好姐没有这样讲 Do not harden your hearts in the rebellion the days of trial in the wilderness
好、oh, OK 就是说、oh, 他们在旷野试探他、
And they tried to test the Lord in the wilderness、
结果为什么叫做试探神
And why they tested God、
因为神已经显很有能力的神迹给他们看
God has already shown the miracles to them、
红海分开这不是很有能力吗
And the water split, you know, was that, you know,、was that a great miracle?
天降玛拉这不是很有能力吗
And manna sent from heaven, it was that a powerful deed of God?
但是等他们口渴没有水喝的时候
And yet when they have no water to drink,、
他们就开始怀疑难道神能够做这个吗
And they began to suspect or to grumble.、
不信。
And they disbelieved.、
不信就开始发怨言。
Then they begin to complain and making noises.、
就要打摩西啊。
And they even want to hit Moses.、
那么说神就很生气了。
And that aroused the wrath of God, the anger of God.
这么大的作为给你们看，你还信不下去？神可以给你们水喝。
And God gave them, gave them such big miracles, and yet they refused to believe.、
然后所以后来这个磐石流水，但是。神不给他们进去。
And so the water coming off a rock, and yet they were disallowed. They were disallowed to enter into the promised land.
好，那十二节开始就在讲我们这个世代。
So verse 12 onwards refers to our generation.
说弟兄们要谨慎，免得你们中间会有人存着不信的恶心，就把永生的神离弃。
Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
13节。
13.
要趁着今天彼此相劝，你们中间被罪迷惑，心就刚硬了。
But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
所以我们今天信仰路走不完，就是因为心刚硬。
And one of the reasons that we couldn't complete the journey on this earth is because our hearts are hardened.
那心刚硬的表现是什么？不信。
So a hardened heart results unbelief.
那这样的话，天国路就走不下去。
Then we will not be able to complete the journey towards the heavenly kingdom.
就没有办法得到神给我们那一块地。
We will not be able to inherit the promised land.
那我们现在再来看主耶稣在传道的时候。
Let's also study when Jesus was preaching.
有一些人啊，没有办法得到神的国。
And some people couldn't inherit the kingdom of God.
我们请看马可福音第三章。
Let's refer to Mark chapter 3.
马可第三章。
Mark chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣怒目周围看他们。然后忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人伸出手来，把手一伸，就复原了。
So when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their heart, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched out it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other.
所以你看那个第五节讲耶稣的两种情绪。
We can see the two emotional reactions of Jesus.
第一个，耶稣怒目周围。
And he looked around them with anger.
这个怒就是神的义怒。
Which is a righteous wrath of God, righteous anger of God.
为什么耶稣会生气？
Why Jesus looked around at them with anger?
因为耶稣要在安息日医人的病，他们反对。
And they strongly against Jesus for he was trying to heal on Sabbath.
所以耶稣生气啊。
Therefore, Jesus looked around at them with anger.
安息日行善是好的。
And doing good on Sabbath is permissible.
难道耶稣忧愁他们
？And also being grieved by the hardness of their hearts.
他们心刚硬。
Because the hardness of their hearts.
所以在周围里面很多的文士、法利赛人呢，其实啊，他也听到耶稣讲道，也知道耶稣讲得很有能力，他也看到耶稣行神迹，也看到耶稣医病赶鬼。
All the scribes and Pharisees, they personally witnessed Jesus Christ perform of miracles like casting out devils.
所以他们可以说是站在天国的门外啊，耶稣就是门，进去就到天国了。
And Jesus is actually the gate of of salvation, and they are at the gate. They were at the gate.
但为什么他进不去？
Why they couldn't step into?
这里关键了，他们刚硬。
And the key reason is due to the hardness of the hearts.
你想想看啊，这么有能力的他，如果不是从神来，你怎么解释？
And Jesus performed such a powerful miracle. He has to be from God.
所以他不信。
Due to that disbelief.
那因为这个刚硬啊，所以下一步。第六节
，and the hardness of the hearts. If you continue to read verse 6,
说商议要把耶稣除灭。
Then the Pharisees went out and immediately plotted with the Herodians against him how they might destroy him.
所以人的心一刚硬，越走越远。
So once a person's heart is hardened, we can see they are turning away from God.
不是没有听过天国的福音。
They actually listen to the words of God.
不是没有看到神的能力。
They actually also witness the power of God.
心硬
due to the hardness of the heart.
信不下去。
And they disbelieve.
就进不到神的国。
Therefore, they will not be able to enter into the land of God.
所以今天主耶稣要给我们那一块地，确实是美好的。
And what Jesus is trying to give to us is such a beautiful promised land.
但是为什么这么多人听到道理？他进不到那一块地。
And why did so many people listen to the words of God, yet they couldn't enter into the heavenly kingdom?
甚至家人本身很多的神迹，他也看到了，他也是进不去。
Even they witness the family members or relatives receiving a lot of blessings and miracles.
所以我们讲的神啊，不只是说神是连看不见的。
God is spirit, not just he cannot be seen.
这个神的能力有一个显明。
The power of God. can be manifested.
神迹奇事的显明
and also from the miracles.
圣灵的降临
and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
这个都没有可以否定的
and it is undeniable fact.
但是没有办法进到里面。
Still, man, it couldn't enter into the land of God.
硬心啊
Due to the hardness of the heart.
今天的人得不到那一块牛奶与蜜的地，讲到最后就是硬心啊
So the reasons why the modern man could not enter or couldn't receive the land of milk and honey, and it's mainly because of the hardness of the heart.
一旦硬心啊，死人复活也不会信。
So if a person had a hardened heart, even he witnessed.The resurrection of the dead man, he still disbelieved.
所以人得不到救恩，不是门没有开。
The reasons why man cannot receive salvation is not because the door is shut.
是人那个心刚硬。
It's due to the hardness of the heart.
这个最难改变。
It's very hard to change.
这个能够改变就进去了。
If this can be changed, then they can easily enter into the land.
我们看马可十六章。
Let's continue to read Mark chapter 16.
马可十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
十四节
Verse 14
后来十四个门徒坐席的时候耶稣向他们责备他们不信心里刚硬因为他们不信那些在复活以后看见他的人
十四章十六节
对马可十六章十四节
Mark chapter 16 chapter 16 verse 14
这里啊现在不是文士法利赛人现在是耶稣的门徒
啊This verse refers to the disciples of Jesus.
哦，主耶稣责备他们。
And he rebuked their unbelief.
因为他们心里的不信，因为心里刚硬。
And hardness of heart.
哦，所以我们虽然主耶稣的门徒跟他三年多啊，主耶稣复活，但是有人看到告诉他们，他们也不信。
Although they followed Jesus for 3 years, and someone witnessed to them the resurrection of Jesus Christ, still they disbelieve.
就已经有人看到了，回来讲他也不信。
And even the people who witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they still did not believe.
这个叫做硬心啊。
And again, this is the hardness of heart.
那如果这个门徒这个硬心没有办法改变，他将来也没有办法得到神的果。
If the disciples did not remove hardness of the heart, they would not be able to inherit the promised land.
所以今天我们要得到那一块地啊，最重要就是心要从硬的变软的温柔。
In order to inherit the promised land, and we have to be in meekness.
那怎么改变人的心
？And how can a person's heart be changed?
我们看以西结书三十四章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel.
以西结书三十四章
Chapter 34
二十五节
Verse 25
三十四章二十五节
Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 25
一直到二十七节
Until verse through verse 27
二十五节我必与他们立平安的约使恶兽从境内断绝他们就必安居旷野躺卧在林中二十六节
26.
我必使我山的势为成为福源我也必叫时雨落下必有福如甘霖而降二十七节
27.
田野的树也必结果地必有出产他们必在故土安然居住我折断他们所负的恶救他们脱离那以他们为奴之人的手那时让他们就知道我是神
25 I will make a covenant of peace with them and cause wild beasts to cease from the land they will well dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods 26 I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing and I will cause showers to come down on their season there shall be showers of blessing then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit and the earth shall yield her increase they shall be safe in the land and they shall know that I am the Lord when I've broken the bands of the yoke and delivered them from the land of those who enslaved them
这个地方讲哈神的山啊要成为福源二十六节
and verse 26 that a hill will become his hills is a blessing
那怎么让神的山成为福源
and how can make the God's field the showers of blessing
要有时雨落下
There shall be showers coming down in the season.
就有福好像甘霖而降。
Then there shall be showers of blessing.
然后地就必有结果出产。
And then the earth will yield fruit. Will bear fruit.
所以这一块地啊会有出产，变成很丰富的，就是因为有大雨降下来。
And there shall be safe in the land. And the reason is that is due to the showers of blessing.
这个雨就是圣灵。
And the showers refer to the Holy Spirit.
所以要改变人的心啊，变成人的心柔软，听道理会受感动，神的话会掉下去，会扎根，会结果子。关键在大雨降下来，圣灵。
So in order to change a hardened heart to be meek, and the key is the shower of blessing. Is a shower.
那我们现在教会啊，要发展，真的是要神的灵感动。
In order to develop the church work, we all have to be moved with the Spirit.
这个听到人的心啊，能够柔软，听了会感动，这样啊，信仰就能够扎根。
So the listener's heart can be softened, then the words of God will be deeply rooted into their hearts.
如果像文士、法利赛人这么硬哦，看到神迹，听到好的道理，本身体验到什么？还是没有办法。
If a person like the scribe or scriber or the Pharisees, even they witness miracles and listen to the words of God, yet the heart cannot be changed.
我记得80年代有一个青年在见证。
In 1980, there was a youth testifying.
那个时候有一次在南加州西里，差不多快30个人信。
Once, in one occasion, there were about 30 people baptized during the spiritual convocation.
有一个青年呢，他就说他去找他的亲戚。
One youth testified that when he was seeking for his relative.
他亲戚刚刚信主。
And his relative was also a newly converted member.
就叫他留下来参加家庭聚会。
And asked him and invited him to stay back to 参加什么？
参加聚会。
To attend the service.
他说他刚刚听到的时候啊，那个讲道讲一句，他的心里就顶两句。
And he was in his heart, he was actually trying to challenge the speaker.
那个心是硬的。
His heart was hardened.
这个心没有改变了，听多久都没有用。
So if a heart cannot, if a heart was not changed, there's no way for him to listen to the words of God.
那一段时间呢，那个教会很迫切祷告。
But for that period of time, the church prayed with importunity.
大雨降下来，神在感动人。
And only the showers pouring out the outpour of the holy shower of the shower that will touch a person.
有一次聚会啊。完了，他就跑到前面来祷告求圣灵。
So during one of the services, he came to the front to pray.
祷告得圣灵
，and he received the Holy Spirit.
那以后他每一次听到的受感动。
So ever since then, every time he was listening to the sermon, and he was touched by the word.
信仰进步很快。
And he made progress in his faith.
在莫斯科遇到一个姐妹。
There was a sister in Moscow.
他以前在北京大学当过教授。
And he was a faculty member from Peking University.
他第一次来慕道的时候也觉得没有办法信。
When he was a first-time truth seeker, he couldn't believe.
因为从小是在没有神的观念长大。
She grew up from an atheistic country.
那一段时间真的教会祷告很迫切。
Also during that period of time, the church prayed with importunity.
每天聚会啊。
They have services every day.
那个是95年的1月到3月，莫斯科零下几十度。
That was during the time from January to March in Moscow. It was actually a below freezing point. It's extremely cold.
没有车子啊，要坐地铁，地铁上来要走路再走二十分钟。
And she has no car, and but just taking a subway, and also she has to walk quite some distance.
她不是跪那个地毯啊，是跪那个木板的。
And they knelt on the wooden floor to pray.
一次祷告都半个钟头。
And they prayed for at least 30 minutes.
哇，圣灵这大充满，那会跪着会起来跳的。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and actually jumping around.
结果那个
when kneeling.
那个姐妹啊，她听一听，她就好了，我试试看，就到前面来祷告。
So this sister when she was a truth seeker and she came to the front to pray.
她得圣灵。
And she received the Holy Spirit.
祷告完，她知道有神。
And after the prayer, she immediately realized that that is God.
到我三月去的时候，她告诉我。
So when I came to visit Moscow in March, she told me,
这是神迹。
And this is a miracle.
我从两个月，从一个无神论的共产党变成一个
很虔诚的基督徒。
And in 2 months' time, I changed myself from you know, from an atheistic to be a faithful Christian believer.
本来很硬心的，现在听道理会感动。
And her heart was so hard, and now her heart was so touched by the words of God.
就是恩与大降，神的灵浇灌，人的心柔软。
It's due to the shower of blessing, the outpour of the Holy Spirit, that a person's heart is softened.
一温柔，一谦卑，就能够得到那一块牛奶与蜜的地。
So when the person with a heart of meekness and humility, he will be able to receive the land of milk and honey.
所以教会没有秘诀了，教会发展一定要祷告。
So there's no secret in church work. The only clue is earnest prayer.
计划需要。
We need plans.
但是计划如果没有祷告是一张纸。
And if we plan without prayer, it's just paperwork.
我们一定要下功夫祷告，大家被圣灵充满。
We have to spend time and effort in prayer. Everybody.
在联合会说我们要注重祷告。
Especially during the spiritual convocation, we should focus in prayer.
我们中午要祷告。
And we pray during the lunchtime.
早上祷告。
And we pray in the morning.
下午祷告。
And we pray in the PM.
就是要让恩雨大降。
And we are actually seeking for the shower of blessing.
我们的心可以从硬的变成软的。
So our heart can be softened.
听道理会有感动。
And then we will be touched by the words of God.
神的国就要在我们内心实现。
Then the kingdom of God will be manifested in our heart.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们大概还有25分钟。
We have about 25 minutes.
我们大家努力祷告，求主的恩雨降在我们心里面。
And we pray to the Lord for the outpour of the Holy Spirit.
让我们的心柔和谦卑。
So we can have a heart of humility, and meekness.
神的国就在我们内心。
The kingdom of God is in our hearts.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
那你如果要求圣灵、求恩典、接受按手的，都请我们到前面。
I would like to pray for the Holy Spirit for the blessing of the Lord. Please come forward.
我们请在座的长老执事来帮忙按手祷告。
We ask the ordained ministers to lay hands.
请我们都一起来祷告。
Let's pray together in one accord.